Who says that a svina which is moved while it's full can become tameh? Even if it's only moved by being pulled by oxen, because it's so big, it's still considered being moved. And it's tameh. It becomes tameh. It's short and it has walls surrounding it on three sides. Because it's designated for sitting. It's long and it will receive, hold things from underneath. It supports things on top of it. It's like a bed made of leather, she'ein bo shum nekev, that doesn't have any holes in it. This means the same kabbalah shar tumas kulon. It can get all of the tumas chutz mitumas midras, excluding tumas midras. The kli havi lekabel tumah. It's a kli in order to be able to get tumah. The yeshiva in miuchedes, but it's not designated for sitting. Shet unim bo pragmati, because they put merchandise on it. And if a person was sitting on it, they would say to him, "Omud v'nas malachtenu, stand up, so we can use this for our work." But noga tmei mesa, which it says tmei mesa, mishum da avatumahu, because it's an avatumah. B'hachi kamer, this is what's coming to say: had avatumahu, it can become an avatumah al yidei mes through a mes, v'lo yidei zav, and not through a zav. V'shel avanim asu lahilch ba'avanim, which is made to carry stones. The harim makum meinim mekabel l'shem tumah, does not get any tumah. L'vishu prutza mitachteha, the kovim gedolim, because it has large holes underneath it, on it underneath. Lo kliyon sa kli dekol akelim shiurin kirimonim, because all kelim, you have to have holes smaller than a pomegranate. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan alma. We see that afal gav l'shel eitz iskush l'shak, even though it's made of wood is compared to a sack, to be in a metatel molivarek, and then he needs to be able to be moved both while it's full and empty. Vizu ain't a metatelus, and this is not moved el ade shvarm, only through oxen, kamer, tmei mace, we still say it's tamei tumas mace. Teva, shepisco metzeda, tmei mitras, lafisha mishamesh, just shkido, in malachta, because you can lie on it while it's still using it for its purpose. Shemishamish and bader, pisco, because you're going to use the actual box through the entrance. Opening. And since the opening is on the side, you don't have to tell a person lying on it, stand up so we can use it for our work. It's open on the top like ours. Means to say, it becomes an tumah through a mace, like the kelim that are fit to get tumah. If they would have a mace on top of it, they become an avatumah. Have a rishon l'tumah, and for all of the tumas to become a rishon l'tumah. Kekol hakein like any other kli, v'lo sharminim and mastisim. We don't see from our Mishnah Ella the kli who the tumah that is considered a kli with regard to tumah midras l'havia, and does not have tumas midras in miuchadus l'shivah, because it's not designated for lying on it. The tzarach leimar loy amot, because we have to tell the guy stand up so we can use it for our work. Yes, machshim hevel al mishnah zulu. Those ask the nonsense on this mishnah. Hod amar Rabbi Yochanan perek ma'amet isha. That which Rabbi Yochanan says earlier in the perek of ma'amet isha. Af oimer betumas meis amud nevenas malachtenu. He also said by tumas meis stand up and let's do our work. For hevel hul b'fiim, and it's nonsense that they're saying talking. The chiyat marahi le'inyan klishin nishpar. That was talking about a kli which was broken, but then the royal malach and still fit to be used for some sort of work. But not for the same, not for something similar to the original work that it was being used for. Become Rabbi Yochanan de Tar. Mitumasa Rishayna, Rabbi Yochanan saying it's Tar from its original tumah v'omer boy, amud v'nasim lachteinu harishayna. You tell him to stand up and let us do its original work. Rabbi Yochanan de Tar, and it's not fit to do its original work. I'm a loymer shadehim yuchedis lemeis. They say it's been designated for a dead person, v'lolo malach acher, so not for another work. Lo tehizos b'yisrael, there shouldn't be anything said like this in Klal Yisrael. No, because it says in the pasuk, kol asher ba'ohel yitma, anything in the oil should become tamid. Kol kli pesuch, and any open kli, kol tamid meis, should be tamid, and this is a midrasu. It's a midrash. Any tamei meis in the Gemara, which is mentioned by midrash, who are din l'tamei sheretz, all of them is nevelo. It's also the same thing is true for a tumah of sheretz or a tumah of nevelo. Well, husker meis elam mishum da al yedei meis nasava tumah. It doesn't say mention meis in particular, just in order to get it to an avatumah. Kmo al yedei midrash, just like through midrash in bolam denu el lomershu kli mekabel. Called tumah chutz mitumas midras, because if it's coming to teach us, only coming to teach us that was the clue to get any tumah except for midras. Im yashav al zav, if zav would have sit on it, ain't an asa avatumah, it's not going to come out avatumah. It's a large box which cannot get moved. The Ishal Chaloyim in the Ma'ala has a window on top. The Shamash Pesach to use inside. Tohir Meklum Lemidras Lochaz is not fit to be Linan Hova Chalulim in the Ma'ala since it's hollow, open on the top. Any Meshemesh Shchiv is not being used for lying down. In Melachta with its normal usage. L'shar Tumas Lochaz is not fit for any other tum either. Dinim Betatelus Malay because it doesn't get moved when it's full. V'lo Sparish Ma Loshem Ba'al B'Mida. It's not explained what the language of Baal B'Mida means. V'linirin to me it seems. Rashi is saying Al Shem Anshe Mida is starting over there. Anshe Mida is very big. Kolaim Rashi Tzvicha Limud. You need to measure its length and width. Midras klicheres tahor sheim yoshav alav azov. The zov sits on it. Well, no gabay beer doesn't touch the ear space. It's tahor. Beinim matamad mishum midras doesn't get the tumah through midras. Well, kamei yelchol mikron. Later, we're going to learn it from a pasuk. My kamer, my in svin etz midras. What connection does the boat have to midras? Svin tahor is af mitumas makel. Well, midras lochazik. A boat is tahor even from tumah from touching. And it's not fit for midras to be walked on and laid on, sat up. Magal tummy, in the zob, if a zob is going to touch inside, if it's finished, a heresy to me, a bit magal, and through being touched, kechanang, the yellow tummy, time on the sack for heresy, low, it's because of the sack, because he learned the reason from it's compared to a sack, and the heresy is not learned out, and not compared to a sack. Kechanang, the done, the yellow from Belev Yam, they learned it from Belev Yam, Bahanami, Belev Yam, this is also in the ocean. My afs, we now karchot tari, magal tummy, we're forced to say it's talking about that he's tar from touching. Well, my af, what is Lushan af? Hello, Tihir Tanakamo, Kli Mimago. The Tanakamo did not say that Kli becomes Torah from touching, if you mean it was touched by Tum, but the name of Afzuku Yotibo, that you come and now say that this is also just like that. Because Tanakamo never said it. Mismina Ziyarin, Torah Katan, they done the Yolof and Belev Yam, he learns it from the Pasuk of Belev Yam, Loshna, Gedoyla, Loshna, Katan, makes a difference if it's larger or small boat. Who had then Nami, the Muslim truth of Mismina Shacharis, Tahir, and so the truth is, you could also answer this that a earthenware, Klicheres of a boat is tar baser the mafchinon the Tanakam Rabbi Yosi. After you flip over the Tanakam Rabbi Yosi, elu mishum the shchicha tfei shel eis mishacheres. We also say that because it's more common to have a wooden boat than a cheres boat. Mishkavoy who it is mishkav who's karkan and the lying down and is mentioned over here. Klicheres ain lo tar a mikvah can't be made tar in the mikvah tefziv yisharei should break it. Ain lo tar elu shibrusel by making a tar is through breaking it. Makat shokanim. It's a mat of reeds. The mace minayin shahu tummy. How do you know it's tummy? Lefishim mitzinish pshutei kli eitz tahari. But to mismakas sheretz, we know that a pshutei kli eitz, which is a wooden vessel which does not have a receptacle to hold things, but does not become tummy through touching of a sheretz. Minayin shakli haroy lemishkav lemoishim mekabel tumas maga b'mace. How do you know that if it's a kli which is meant for sitting on lying on it, that will be get tumma through being touched in a mace? Daf pei dalid amid beis v'dinu uma pachin ketan mishal cheres if the earthenware shemitarim bezov they are tar by zov she'ena mitzvayim al yodoi b'shum tumo they'll become tummy through him in any tumo de l'midras l'chaz they're not fit to be walked on or to sat on they assume that they're not made for sitting on void she'ena shal cheres for the because they're made of earthenware b'magalol l'tumo they'll become tummy through touching the emi tamas elam me'avir they'll become tummy through the airspace v'en yochol ha'chnas et spoil l'seichon and you can't put your finger into them and they should be in tzar. Because it's a very narrow opening. With Hesel, and not with Hesel, which is moving it, the Afke Rachamon of Lashon Negiya. Because the Torah was learning it from Lashon of Negiya of touching it, the Kol She'inu Matam Maga, which the Lord teaches us that it doesn't become Tameh through touching it, Inu Matam of Hesel doesn't get Tameh through Hesel. Ubarba Reitev, Amr Nami Hochi, the Gabi Tumas Masa, and the Perkar of Reitev in Misach Schulin, we say the same thing with regard to the Tumah of Masa, Eshabalachal Maga, Balachal Masa, so we should become Tameh through touching, can become Tameh through carrying. Even though you can touch it with like a here. The time Teres Kainim the Seir Hazov Metambo. And we see in Teres Kainim that the here of Hazov is also Tomei. Hani Mili Kli Haroyal and Gias Basar. That's if it's a Kli which is fit to be touched through a person's skin. Alachi Afgar Achmon the Blush and Gias Basar. And that's why the Torah says it learns it out from it, through in a language. It says touching of the Basar, the Ratsivan of Gea, the Basar Hazov, you're touching the Basar of the Zov. To make the mace, but oil a mace, and the oil of a mace, the canopy that's in the same room, the chsiv, the same awning, the chsiv, a whole kli, psuch, any open, says a basik, any open kli. Mapet shetami bezov, the ha chazil, the mishkav, it's fit to be laid on. And it says the pasuk anything which you lie in. This is what we learn out in other places in Shas, like in Nido, the kol tmeya hametame ben midras metame to bas mace. Anything can be tame with midras can become tame through mace. But people shoot the kliyets, and even if it is a shoot the kliyets, which is a wooden vessel that does not have a receptacle for the whole things. But my tame b'zov tumas midras, and why is the tame b'zov through tumah of midras? Less late, Arab mikvah, the chiksib tefillah with parashas shrotzim. When it says going to the mikvah in parashas shrotzim, the parashas midian, and by the parashas of midian, where we wiped out midian after the whole problem with the doors of all. Ksivo, it's written, the hanich kalim diksivi, and the kalim which are set over there, hasam, yalfinal hu tefillah, we learn about being able to be put into the mikvah. Al b'shut the kliates, but kliates, a wooden kli, wooden vessel, does not have a receptacle, shal nilch, which was not written there, the ingin to move the guard to tummy, the yalfinal hu tefillah, we don't learn that it can go into the mikvah. Lessel hu tar ba mikvah, doesn't have any tar in the mikvah, the whole log ksivo bu, doesn't say by it, ki hech de oichel umashka elam tar ba mikvah, just like food and drink and liquid, does not have tar in the mikvah, the fish shalom, the madu, the heb tefillah, the tar, because we don't learn the concept of going to the mikvah or putting them into the mikvah in anywhere in the Torah. Shani hasav the ikav b'mina yesh b'kli eitz sheyesh lahem tara b'mikvah. There are types of wooden vessels which can be put into the mikvah and become tara kigoy mikavim, like any kli eitz that has a receptacle to receive things. Rachmana l'tzlam hay daita the kem delidei lekat tara b'mikvah, since this actual object doesn't have any tara in the mikvah. Lo shani mikli heretz, there's no difference than kli heretz. V'taima mai heichik siva the mishum the ikav. And where do we find it's written that even that's just in this type of kli, the same species, the same material, it has the ability to go to the mikvah. In our case, avogad the bidol lekel, even in itself does not have the ability. Mitmon name comes tummy name a hoyel kash. Let's say that since it was compared to the zov himself, boy did havi le tara the day, it should in and itself have tahara, being able to put in the mikvah, and this doesn't. Ksiv mishkavoy, makish mishkavoy lo. You compare that which he is lying on to him. Ksiv chola mishkav, afogav the lo dummy lezov, even though it's not comparable to lezov, the whole lo ksiv mishkavoy, because it doesn't say mishkavoy, lying down in it. Chol kli psuach, kli cheres karmis, it's talking about earthenware kli, earthenware vessel, shah tumo, nechnas lo derech piskon, the tumo goes in through its opening. Milo askin, milo mashma, mimikro, is not implied in the pasuk, shah tumo, nechnas. Milo mashma b'mikra is not implied in the pasuk that filu yachdoi lo oisel kli ve'ishnu nida leishavala of kol yimeha. Even that you designated that vessel, that kli, to his wife when she's a nido, that she's sitting on it the whole time. Omer Kroz, still so the pasuk says, the matzel that it can be saved from tumas mace, al mashma b'soiko, oil of mace, that which is in it, in an oil of mace, since it's completely sealed. V'tami midras, and if it become tami midras, sechi matzel, how can it save things there inside of it? How called over? Tumo ain't chaytzis with tumo, because anything which is a tummy cannot be a barrier in front of tumo. El shmar mina, we see from this the ain midras for kli cheres, that there's no such concept of tumas midras by kli cheres. Hilkach therefore kli cheres, and earthenware vessel mukov smid seal, which is completely tightly sealed, is star mikol tumo for any tumo. Behesed nami lo matamile kadeprishes, and also not going to get tumas behesed, like we explained kadeprishes el we explained earlier. Kol shelo bolachal magla, anything doesn't get tumo through touching. Lo bolachal masa, doesn't get tumo through carrying it. Lefikach matzal mashu b'seichel, therefore it could save anything that's inside of it. It was a sealed earthenware kli, could save anything that's inside of it from becoming to may mace. My season, our Mishnah. Shazar b'secha hezer unu v'lo havi irbuvet, it's not considered mixed together. Sheishbo k'del hafrish b'neim hefrish aroi, because you have the amount of space to be able to separate them with proper space. Dalad ruchos haruko b'malay es kol haruch ad samach l'garen, you're going to fill up the whole side of it close to the corner. V'achas v'emsa garen echad one seed. V'achas p'isha kol eitzel hakronos smuchun zelizet, even though that which is close to the corners they're close to each other. Ve'ein b'nein are chok gimel tvachim. They're not going to have a distance between them of three tvachim. Ve'yonkin semizeh, and they are also taking the nutrients from each other. Ein kan beis nechsh, you don't have to worry about the gabi klayim, because by karem hekera hu debinim, we need to be recognized that they're separate entities and they're being planted separately. The lola avi irbov, that's not considered mixed, that they're not mixed together. The klayim kapit krod, the some klayim mixing it together is what the Torah cares about. Avli unika, but the actual and getting the nutrients together, look, Hashem, don't worry about it. I feel the klayim, even in klayim by a vineyard, the rice, which is a midiraisa biblical iser. Kedinan, so we say in the Mishnah, zeh samach legeder mikan, zeh samach legeder mikan, each person can put next the plant up until the fence, on each side of the fence. Avagad the yonkum metasai, even though they're going to draw nutrients to get from the same spot underneath the wall. Koshkin, klai's worm is their abundance, certainly when it's climbed by seeds, which is only their abundance, del chashin, unique, we don't worry about them drawing nutrients together. Kedinan, gabi rosh tur, le kaimon is bishmait, as we'll see later in our sukya, by rosh tur, where the actual row is pointed at the end and sticking into a field. They got to be shurus and also by two rows. The Hariyish kind hecker gadol. And there's a very big, it's very recognizable over here. Why? Because ruach zurul itself in one direction is being planted to the north of the drone and to the south. The zuzurul mizrach marav. Another one's going east west. One's going in north south direction. One's going east west. Avol bein zera emsa'i. Well, the middle, but between the middle seed that you plant with are unia ruchas, but the ones on the sides, you're going to need distance, the amount of that they shouldn't take nutrients together. The ain't shum hecker, there's nothing separating it. We have a makarvi, and if they would be put together closer, then have a earbuff, it will be considered a mixture and then become klayim. But mafarish dalag garin and bedalag ruchas, the person says only four seeds on each of the four sides. Toya, it's making a mistake. The ihar chokum is shumi nika, because if the distancing was because of them drawing the nutrients, tesar unim yesh luzrayaboy bedalag. Dalad bedalad hakranos, because then you'd be able to get nine seeds into it, because you'd be able to plant four in the four corners. Echad called ruach v'emso, and another one in each direction, each side in the middle. Echad v'emso haruga, one in the middle of the row. V'yesh ben called echad gimbal tefachim, and there'll be in between each one the amount of three tefachim. Is a kashir yunika, which is the amount of them drawing nutrients together, tefachim mechzel cholecha, because you'll have one half tefachim on each side of it. Therefore, it must be, you explain it, that it's going, and that you're filling up the whole side of the field, up until the corners. Even though there's that between the seeds and by the corners, three tefachim separating it. Still, lo achbet lam winal kir dili in klayim hecker ba'almuhu de be'inan kedepricious. As I explained, with regard to klayim, you only need that it's recognizable that it's separate plantings. And Rashi has a picture over here to illustrate what he's talking about. So, ehal v'gomar mefarish hechi mashma hezer unim b'vav tefachim. The Gemara is going to explain how you get five plantings in six tefachim. Gemara, toitzi chad tzmecha chad zeroeha trei.
Because there is not to learn it out from the Pasuk.